Okay, when I was putting my books together, there was one poem that I thought was so silly that it shouldn't possibly go in it. Well, my friends descended on me like hawks. Put it in. Okay, so it's in. And I'll read it tonight again. It's called Brainfest. Brainfest. Today I'm home alone. The maintenance men say I don't need maintenance. Besides, we don't do brains, Jim says. Every maintenance man who has ever come in is named Jim. That makes 24, except the head of the crew, he's Tom. Brain says, don't want anything to do with Tom. It's not that he's not friendly or anything. I guess I just want to be here by myself. Brain says, you might want to see my transaxial, or you might try my sagittal or coronal. Brain says, you can see me naked if you want. Just look me up on the brain. If you look at the vein, a gallon, or pineal, you might think you're looking at a vagina. That's because you're using your head, man. Don't use your head. Use your brain. People say I'm useful. Actually, I'm quite complicated. Actually, I'm very, very complicated. You can get lost in my mammillary body or my optic tract. Somebody put my corpus callosum on my desk. I think I look kind of cute, don't you? Enough of that. My back hurts. I don't think. I want oatmeal. Okay, give me some oatmeal. Okay, my corpus callosum wants oatmeal. Now, don't wait. Get yourself into the kitchen and put some water on the stove. Brain says, did you ever see my infundibulum? Cutie, infundibulum. Come here, you cutesy pie. I always wanted some infundibulum with whipped cream and parahippopotamus rhinoceros. Ring a pink of daisies. Round, around a ring, a potamus with fried onions. Wouldn't you like some fried onions right now with mashed potatoes? I love them, love them. Oh, love them, oh, love. Brain says alone, above, alas, alack, a daisy bumpkin with butter and cream. Take me to Pamela's in Squirrel Hill. I want double crepe pancakes and some eggs. Easy, go. Nice people there at Pamela's. Like the way they clear off the table. Oh, so sexy. On a Sunday morning, oh, gum. Oh, go to the bed with, oh, no, easy, existentially. I can tell you, oh, once upon a time, you know, you can have a look at all this stuff sprouting around the mulberry. Hey, easy on those eggs. Need a rest now. Bring out a long fermata here and top it off with a nice Cantus firmus. Ruth made pickles once. Was something to see. Okay, people like that silly poem, so I decided to write another one. Here's another silly poem. Nobody knows that I was going to read that one tonight. It was a secret, but I know. Okay, it's called The Sticky Spoon. Me says, the sticky spoon that I couldn't get out of my mouth. And Harold asked me how I'm doing, and I said, the sticky spoon stuck to my tongue. Oh, no, don't pull on it. Don't. I'm stuck here forever. Get me a Coke to loosen. No, not a Coke. An ungluer. Harold says, I ain't got no ungluer. How'd you get into a situation like this? Me says, superfluous, thrufluous. Mutter says, I must take it from my thrufluous. Harold says, thrufluous? Ooh. Here, let me tug on it. It won't take out your whole tongue. Maybe just a part of it. Ow! Don't do this. Let go. Harold says, you want to walk around with a spoon in your mouth all your life? Me says, oh, get me to emergency. Emergency says, we have to give you a complete exam. Look at my finger. Follow it with your eyes. Follow it with my eyes. And the spoon says, your eyes, not your mouth. Okay, so I woke up, and there's Mother standing over me with a spoon of castor oil. Hold your nose and drink this, she says. And I say, someday I'll grow up and go to college, and I won't ever see you no more, and no more castor oil. And then I'm all grown up, and the car is low on oil, and I tell the car, here, drink this, it's delicious. I saved it for when I was a little kid, and I poured the castor oil into the oil, whatchamacallit, and the car started to sputter and said, ugh, ugh, and began to chug, chug along, and my mother runs after it. She's yelling, me, stop, stop, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you still have to go to school at your age. Oh, you know, so much. Meine kleine Süßerkin, my sweet kid. I forgot to give you your 86th birthday present. And the car sputters and stops. And mother come over with a bottle of castor oil and said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I forgot to take you to the tongue doctor when you were little and I started to sputter and suddenly the tongue doctor is there and the doctor, he sticks the spoon in my mouth with the castor oil and my tongue is squealing and the car is sputtering and my mother tell me I'm grown up now and I don't have to go to school no more. And the tongue doctor looming over me with those gloomy eyes and says, it's good for you. And I wake up again, and here are all these intelligent people are sitting around the tables, and I'm sputtering, ugh, ugh, what we want, tell you what you want to say. I'm looking at this paper with all these choices, and on it it says, surprise, surprise, no more castor oil. Just say what you want, whatever comes to your mouth. And I say, sticky spoon, can't make a, stuck to my tongue. And then I go back to sleep again, and I wake up in the fourth grade, and guess what? There's Miss Roth again, turned into a witch, and flying around me with a spoon and a bottle of castor oil. And it was then that I rise up and say, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings, and arrows, or something like that. Okay, settle down now. Okay, a dusty road. The day I was at the bottom of a mountain, There was a road, but no cars came by. I was alone with a suitcase made of cardboard, standing there waiting for a car to pass. Give me a lift to the top of the mountain. I waited till the darknesses began to come, darknesses that got bigger and bigger until I was on a different road. And I could see a giant wheel lit up by a street light. And the fear ran down. I could wait or walk closer to the house with the giant wheel. Here there were no cars, just a single road. Slowly I walked along the road to the street lamp. Then I woke up, but was still sleeping. And the dream, all the dream could do is dream another dream. The dreams came and went, one by one, still standing with my suitcase packed with old clothes. I watched them pass, found myself on Route 22, the road that runs through New York State. A car stopped. "It's a long way," the man said. "You can ride with me for a while, if you like." "Do you believe in heaven?" I sat quietly, didn't know what to say. The more I sat, the more restless I became. "Here's where I let you off," the man said. A dusty road, that's what I remember. A multitude of stars, all saying the same thing. I'd like to introduce that wonderful person, Christine Dorian Michaels.